This is Twit.
During this past week, both Chrome and Edge have beefed up their browsers' built-in password managers. Chrome 88 was released a week ago on the 19th, and I think Edge was 2 days later on last Thursday. And, you know, I still don't understand this, but I'm using Chrome daily. It's sort of I always have a Firefox instance up sort of statically, but I'll just fire up Chrome to check something real quickly. Even so, it wasn't until I went to About Chrome a week later that it was induced to move itself from 87 to 88. So, again, I don't get it. So for what it's worth, if our listeners are interested in playing with this new stuff, you may need to go to About Chrome and give it a little kick in the butt to get itself updated. Presumably it would happen eventually, but these updates I never seem to get them when they're supposed to be around. So once that's done, one of the nice things about Chrome's password system, which it is in the process of enhancing, is its quick ease of access. You can use the menu system to search for passwords, but the term passwords has multiple hits in various places, so that's less than ideal. You can use the URL chrome:// settings/passwords. That takes you to the right place. But the niftiest and easiest to remember way to get there is just to click on your circular logged in picture or avatar in the upper right hand corner. And underneath the little menu that you get is a little skeleton key, which is meant to be passwords. It's the leftmost icon there directly beneath your name and email address, which takes you directly there. Google's security blog that announced this was titled New Year, New Password Protections in Chrome. Under their topic of easily fix weak passwords, they said in Chrome 88, you can now complete a simple check to identify any weak passwords and take action easily. It's kind of funny, too, because I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'll do that. And it said, you've got a weak password. And I thought, what? No. And when I went to look what it was something that was kind of a honeypot. So it was one that I had left deliberately weak somewhere. So it was like, oh, okay, good. That's just fine. Then also under edit your passwords in one place, they explained that thanks to Chrome 88, this update, Chrome can already prompt you to update your saved passwords when you log into websites. However, you may want to update multiple usernames and passwords easily in one convenient place. Starting with Chrome 88, you can manage all your passwords faster and easier in Chrome settings on desktop and iOS. Then they said that Chrome's Android app will be getting this feature soon too. So not quite ready for Android. And then they wrap up by saying the new features with Chrome 88 will be rolled out over the coming weeks. So take advantage of the new updates to keep your password secure. Stay tuned for more great password features throughout 2021. And it's unclear to me what they're saying is like coming, because it looks to me like it's all there right now.
Yeah. So, for years we said don't use the browser password vault. For a long time, Chrome kept it in clear text, which was kind of problematic. You think it's safe now to do that?
The problem I still have is that it's, you know, to use the term we typically use relative to Apple, it's a walled garden. I mean, I, you know, for me, as I mentioned, I have Firefox and I have Chrome. And so, of course, I have my chosen password manager is in both. And so I get cross browser make synchronization. And also the ability to run, you know, like to have the password vault, which is separate from that I'm able to browse. So for me, a password manager is still a worthwhile extra. But certainly I can certainly see it, a lot of users who just want it, you know, they're just like Chrome people or they're just Firefox people or whatever. So to help them do a better job to make using unique, complex passwords easier, I guess I would say that that even though there's still a vulnerability, for example, when you're logged into Chrome, you can go to that passwords page and say, show me my passwords. And it does. So, you know, in a shared computer environment, you want to be very careful to be logging out of Chrome, because if anybody is able to get to your Chrome browser and your smiling face is up there in the upper right hand corner, there's nothing to protect your passwords from being viewed. So the local compromise is still present, and they don't really seem to have fixed that because it would cause trouble. But the big problem, as we know, that everybody has is that because password management is a hassle, people are still, even today, not using long, complex, and unique passwords. So, you know, that's the exposure is out on the internet, is where the real problem seems to be, more than on the local side. So, you know, all things being equal, yeah, I would argue, it, compared to not using a browser's password manager, the first choice, use a third-party password manager, because then you're portable. The other problem is if all your stuff is in Chrome, you really can't use any other browser if you wanted to. That other browser doesn't have all your stuff. So there is some lock-in associated with using a single browser's system. And of course, you know, they're all doing cloud sync now, so at least you're able to be multi-system even if you're mono browser. Edge also did an update that is, you know, Microsoft's stable channel, also version 88. They've added a password generator. They said Microsoft Edge offers a built-in strong password generator that you can use when signing up for a new account or when changing an existing password. They said just look for the browser-suggested password drop-down in the password field, and when selected, it will automatically save to the browser and sync across devices for easy future use. And it's funny, we talked last week about how Google had found out that the other Chromium users were using features that were meant to be Google Chrome browser specific. And I was wondering, since they've been focusing a lot of their attention on Chrome 88, right, if that wasn't what caused them to say, hey, wait a minute. There's like people we're not authorizing or using our API. So they may have, you know, stumbled on it for that reason. So anyway, so both Edge and Chrome are actively working to beef up their password managers. And again, I kind of wonder what took them so long. You know, I've been using LastPass, what, more than a decade? Didn't we decide it was like,
yeah,
like a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the browsers, which is like, it's a natural place for a password manager to live. For the user who's not going to install a third party client, when you're Chrome, you're using Chrome, as most people in the world are, and it says, you know, you're being prompted to create an account, and it pops up and says, how about using this?
Right.
And don't worry, I'll save it for you. Not going to say yes?
I always turn that off because it's annoying.
Leo, yeah, no, I understand. It's really annoying.
Yeah. Apple does the same thing with Safari, but it's a little different because it's, and again, it's not cross-platform, but if you live in the Apple ecosystem, yep, it's everywhere you use it, on iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. So that's a little different. My real question, and I know Apple is doing it right. They're very secure. My real question is can I trust Firefox and Chrome's in-browser password storage? Is it secure enough if I wanted to use it? You know, I agree with you about the cross-platform issues.
remember our standard lesson, which is if the browser knows the password without asking you for anything, which is required for convenience, that means that it's there, in it's decrypted, it's available. It's very much like, you know, our original example of this principle was the DVD and DVD encryption. It's like, well, if the DVD player is able to show you a movie and you're not just seeing random static on the screen, then it's got the keys and it's using them. So it's sort of inherently the case that there is some risk. But notice that's the same. That's also the case with like LastPass. Anything which is able to fill passwords in for you without every single time challenging you about your own identity, that says that is available. And in fact, that was one of the things that I did in Squirrel, of course, was I did this kind of a trade-off. You would have to identify yourself with your full Squirrel password once per session, meaning like when you turn the computer on or when you come back from unblanking it or you haven't used it for some length of time, and all of those things you were able to control. After you did that, it re-encrypted the secret that it had been able to decrypt only when you gave it your full password. It just it re-encrypted it with the first N characters. Meaning that when you say, but so the requirement was every time you authenticate, you were being prompted, but it was only, for example, by default, the first four characters of your password. And you could just go bing, 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 bing on the keyboard. And since the number of characters was not a secret, there was no reason to require the user even to hit enter. So it was just bing, bing, bing,
that's
bing.
That's as bad as you can get. Yeah.
But here was the catch. If you mistyped any of those four, it then washed that secret, that re-encrypted secret, out of RAM immediately, so that you were then required to enter your full password. So it was sort of a nice interactive trade-off that didn't inconvenience the user, but still resulted in dramatically more security than we typically have now, where, you know, I'm not ever being harassed by LastPass or Safari, for example. I do like the LastPass integration in iOS now, because now I'm able to have LastPass, you know, provide the passwords to Safari instead of, like, you know, storing them in yet one more place.
Right.
And I guess that would be a useful note for security is, you know, not to spread this stuff around too much, because,
yes,
the more you do, the more opportunities there are for mistake.
Yeah. It's got to be hard to design these things. You've got to think of every possible avenue for exfiltration and so forth. Somebody's in the chat room saying that Edge doesn't actually know the password in the clear. They use hashes. And I imagine that would be kind of best practice, is not have a clear text copy of the password, but just a hash, and you could compare hashes, right?
That can't be true.
Oh.
Because it has to provide clear password,
of course,
to the website.
That's right. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. What that person is confusing with is the other feature which they're now beginning to add is have any of your passwords appeared in known breaches.
Right. And that Troy Hunt that's did that. Where he did hashes with compound. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're able to do that with a hash, but you have to have the password
in the
clear.
Password. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.